reporting the first seven jurors for Donald Trump's criminal trial have been chosen after lawyers grilled members of the jury pool about their social media posts, political views, and personal lives. The questioning was designed to help decide whether they can sit in fair judgment of the former president, but Mr. Trump decried the trial outside the courtroom today, calling it politically motivated.
We think we have a very conflicted, highly conflicted judge. He shouldn't be on the case, and he's rushing this trial, and he's doing as much as he can for the Democrats. This is a Biden-inspired witch hunt, and it should end, and it should end very quickly.
The Manhattan case accuses the Republican of falsifying business records to cover up an extramarital affair during his 2016 campaign. House impeachment managers have walked two articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas across the Capitol to the Senate, forcing senators to convene a trial. House Speaker Mike Johnson says Republicans demand the Senate hold a full impeachment trial for Mayorkas.
If Senator Schumer cares at all about the suffering of Americans and the disaster that Mayorkas has wrought at the border, then he will hold a full and public trial. The American people want a full and public trial. I think they deserve to see the evidence, and it will be unconscionable and, in my view, unconstitutional if Chuck Schumer fails in that responsibility.
Democrats are expected to dismiss or table the charges before any of the arguments are underway. Meanwhile, Speaker Johnson is in trouble with some conservative Republicans as Kentucky Congressman Thomas Massie has joined Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene in a motion to oust Johnson from the speakership. On Wall Street, the Dow by 63 points, the NASDAQ dropped 19. This is SRN News. Another incident at Planet Fitness.
The nationwide gym franchise has embraced transgenderism, throwing open its women's locker rooms to men and canceling the memberships of anyone who complains. But the police had to get involved this month at the Planet Fitness in Gastonia, North Carolina, when a man disrobed in the women's locker room and started harassing people. A similar thing happened at a Planet Fitness in Alaska. Some are calling for a boycott. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion advocates have turned their attention to Germany. A panel of experts set up by the liberal government is recommending abortion no longer fall under the country's penal code and be made legal during the first 12 weeks of pregnancy. Currently, abortion is considered illegal in Germany, but not punishable if a woman undergoes mandatory counseling and a three-day waiting period before she has the procedure. Much of Western Europe is liberalizing its abortion laws, and Germany is being pressured to follow suit. This is SRN News. A fire has broken out at a centuries-old building in Copenhagen, Denmark, toppling its spire. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Passers-by rushed to help emergency services save priceless paintings and other valuables. The Danish culture minister says it's touching to see how many people lent their hand to save art treasures. One man jumping off his bicycle on his way to work to help in the effort. The fire began on Tuesday morning in the copper roof of the old stock exchange, or Börsen, spreading to much of the building and at the roof, parts of which also collapsed and destroyed the building's interior. The cause of the fires not immediately known. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A plan by Britain's government to introduce a landmark smoking ban that aims to stop young people from ever smoking has cleared its first hurdle in Parliament. The bill will make it illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone born after January 1, 2009. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.